From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, April 16th. Newly elected Senator Adam Schiff visited Chico Farms this week. He's the first California senator in 30 years to be on the Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports he touched base with farmers about his plans to protect them.
In an orchard across the street from the Butte County Farm Bureau, Senator Schiff is getting a crash course in all things almond.
Varroa mite? Varroa mite.
Varroa mite.
It's an actual mite. It's a tiny little insect that will live in the hives with the bees and eventually kill them.
Schiff says his first priority on the committee is working on a farm bill, a package of legislation that decides farm programs and subsidies. He's also aware that uncertain international trade, climate change concerns, and rising costs of living are issues for California farmers. Schiff says he wants to make sure they're protected.
Much of what California grows are specialty crops in this region. I want to make sure that our farmers are given, you know, equal attention, resources, compared to farmers in the Midwest, for example, that largely grow commodity crops.
Lee Herringer is a fifth-generation California farmer who helped lead Schiff's tour of the almond orchard. He says many farmers are financially squeezed by environmental regulations on farm equipment.
Overregulation, in my opinion, has really disallowed us to be farmers now. I mean, now we sit in an office and do paperwork just to make sure we stay out of jail.
What's more, Herringer says the rising cost of labor and supplies like fertilizer make for thin margins. Senator Schiff says he's searching for bipartisan support to protect California farmers. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, California is fast-tracking environmental restoration projects, including one in the North State. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The Cutting Green Tape Initiative aims to reduce bureaucratic impediments that slow habitat restoration efforts. One project under the program is the Battle Creek Salmon and Steelhead Restoration Project in Shasta County. This collaboration between PG&E and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife has been ongoing for several years. The next phase calls for removing four small PG&E dams. That will open up 48 more miles of Battle Creek to endangered Chinook salmon and other fish. California Chinook salmon once numbered in the millions, but their populations have dwindled since the 1950s, mostly because of habitat loss. Last year, fewer than 100,000 Chinook returned to the Sacramento River Basin, about half of what was expected. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And a DUI checkpoint will be set up in an undisclosed Yuba City location this Friday. It's part of a statewide campaign to promote sober driving by increasing monitoring. A similar checkpoint was set up over Super Bowl weekend and resulted in 8 DUI arrests. The Sutter County Sheriff's Office said alcohol isn't the only substance that can result in a DUI. Being under the influence of marijuana or some pharmaceutical drugs also impairs the ability to drive and is illegal. Also, commercial salmon fishing is getting shut down for an unprecedented third year in a row. According to our partner Cal Matters, recreational salmon fishing will only be allowed for short periods of time this spring. It's the first year sports fishing of Chinook salmon has been allowed since 2022, but the third year for commercial fishing to be restricted. The decision was made by the Pacific Fishery Management Council. No salmon caught off California can be sold in stores or restaurants for another year. The closure is due to the decline in Chinook salmon in the state, particularly in the Sacramento and Klamath rivers. And finally, Butte County's annual Endangered Species Fair is returning to Chico for its 46th year. The public, family-friendly event is free and will feature a street parade, theatrical performances, and a raffle to raise money for the Butte Environmental Council. The council is celebrating its 50th year as an organization this year. It aims to use action, advocacy, and education to preserve the natural environment in Butte County. The fair is on April 26th and begins with a parade in downtown Chico at 10 a.m. The main event will be at City Plaza. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, April 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you could check out our website, mynspr.org. for NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.